on judgment. Don't judge people. Don't be judgmental. These admonitions are meant to discourage us from being harsh or rash in our assessment of others. A judgmental person is thought to be unreasonable. In fact, in a survey, 90% of executives said that they rely on judgment to prevent them from drowning in data. They operate at such high speeds and engage in so many projects simultaneously that they could not survive if they did not make judgments about the inputs they receive. Intuition plays a big part in supporting judgmental behaviour. The other major contributor is an ability to discern between useful and unreliable information. Jonah, you say that people are often one paycheck away from poverty. Why is this so?
We seem to think that we are wealthy, but we are running on borrowed money. If we were to lose our job, we have instant disaster. So I sometimes put people in a room and I say, think of the last luxurious product or service that you purchased. Might be a holiday, a stereo system, an item of jewellery. And we call that luxury. Do you want to know what luxury is? There is an item of luxury that I want everyone to go out and buy. And it is such a luxurious item that it costs 6 months' salary. And it's called independence. Career independence. Financial independence. And you buy that simply by saving 6 months' worth of your salary. How many of us have 6 months of our salary just sitting in our bank account? And until you can stop buying your gold watch and your computer, you will forever be a slave. And when you're a slave, you will have to kowtow to your bully of a boss. And sometimes, you know, the bully of a boss is not really trying to be a bully on purpose. They could have their own problems. Be careful that you do not meander or defocus simply because your boss has a problem. Leaving your boss will not liberate you. You will only be liberated when you know you no longer need your boss. It's well and good to focus on the problem of that my boss is not good to me or my work environment's not so pleasant. Or you could say my nationality or my gender. They're not the things that are holding you back. The things that are holding you back are your ability to assess who the key holders are, what their fears are, what their beliefs and misconceptions are, and what it is that you do to reinforce that fear and misconception.